Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
You guys ever ordered anything weird off of Amazon just because you could?
Oh, he's your man. Murphy's your guy.
You know, I don't know. It's certainly easy to do an impulse buy, but I'm going to have to think about that one for a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Because everything I buy is...
Everything that I'm like, what's this? It's in the box. And you're like, oh, those are some cables. There's always something weird.
But it's weird, but it's useful. I mean, like me, I bought that, you know, little bell, if it's like ring for service, ding, ding, ding. I bought one of those ones.
What do you do with it now? Mess with the cats?
It sits on the counter in the kitchen. I told the kids at the time, since they would never come when I said it's time for dinner.
Ah, that's funny.
I was like, ding, 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 it's time for dinner.
Oh.
And that went over like one day.
That was good for a week. Yeah.
Right, okay. Really.
Does Gus, your dog, respond to that too?
No.
Murphy got one of his Christmas presents. It was the cutest thing ever. And if he doesn't start wearing it, I might. And it was bought from Amazon. My cousin Crystal found it. Harmonica on a chain. And it's a mini harmonica. It's a mini harmonica, and it works. It works.
So if you don't start bringing it in here. But here's the deal. I don't get that one. I don't understand that, really.
It's funny. It's useless, but funny.
It's cute. Okay, so that's the point. The point is you have a tiny harmonica that you can blow whenever you want.
Right. And it works. And it actually works.
It does work.
Remember that night that you opened that present? You wouldn't stop doing it.
But then he got sick,
and it's been on the bedside table forever. He hasn't touched it since.
The thing is, it's too small to do a song with because it only does four notes. So you have to figure out, you know.
Okay. Anyway.
You can't do much with it,
I think it's the cutest thing you ever got for Christmas.
Now, a regular-sized harmonica on a chain would be even better.
If you really want to make a statement.
Or worse.
I'm feeling blue today.
The sound of this one, the small one, reminds me of the cartoon where somebody swallows one and they're
breathing.
Inhale and exhale, and it's our harmonica every time. Yeah. Right, yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Okay, cute.
I bought a set of dental tools.
Are
you going to start cleaning your scraping
your own
teeth?
Whoa. Yeah, a part of my... upkeep from now on, and I'm going to find out later this week, is I have to start using a water pick.
Yeah, those are
awesome.
Which I have
never used before.
Awesome.
Ever. And so while I was ordering that, I figured...
on the suggest, you may also like at the bottom where you...
A customer's also bought this.
This is called the sucker tab.
It's a little kit, like 10 different dental tools, which I'll probably never use. I really wanted it just for the mirror.
Because, so you don't mean like the kind of tools that would be in a dentist office?
No, nothing power driven.
Oh, that's what I thought you were. It's like, you know, I bought an X-ray machine.
That little scraper thing.
Yeah.
I love that idea. And I mentioned it to my hygienist once. I'm like, I want to scrape my own. She's like, I wouldn't do that if I were you, Joey.
I'm not getting into scraping. It's just that the way my teeth now sit, I think there's a gap where it can get between the gums and the thing.
Yeah.
And I've already fished a couple out with my tongue.
Gross.
So I wanted to have a mirror so I could look in there and say, yes, definitely something's there.
You find all kinds of other
water
uses for that mirror.
There's that old lottery ticket.
So is it one of those telescoping mirrors?
No. How far away do I need it?
Murphy, you know what a dental mirror looks like?
It's the little, you know, 8 inches long with the curved or the slanted mirror, the little disc mirror.
But you can't be outside of yourself to look at it. How do you actually see that? Do you have to be in front of another mirror?
No, yeah. I will be standing in the bathroom in front of another mirror. Putting this one in the mouth going, okay, yeah, there is something.
That's what I'm saying. It's a two-mirror situation for it to work properly.
Well, yeah. One of the mirrors I already had.
Any spying situation is.
Because you know those telescoping mirrors with the little magnets on them for when you lose a screw? Those are great. You could check your teeth from across the room with one of those.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What?
Oh, it's a telescope.
Wait a second. You gave it to me, Jody, didn't you?
I think that sounds more like Sam.
No, you gave me the telescoping flashlight, which is equally impressive.
Do you know where it is?
It also has a magnet to pick up things from across the room.
Yeah, it does.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's got a little curve on the end of it, so you drop it down in between your car seats. So there it is.
Okay, so that's not something I would be excited about, which is why I forgot that I gave you that.
You can actually stand 5 feet away from someone and say, and look into their throat without actually being right next to them.
Say your dentist has the flu, but you still want to be checked up.
Right, exactly.
I can see from here. It looks pretty good.
Okay, long story short. Has your new package of dental tools arrived yet?
It came the other day. I haven't used any of them yet because I haven't needed to.
What about the mirror? You played with the mirror yet?
I didn't need to yet. I'm going to play with it whenever I get something stuck in there that I need to worry about. And I'm debating whether I should bring it to the dentist when I go this week to show them.
Why? They've seen it all.
Look, I bought this cool kit.
Don't do that. They're going to tell you not to use it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know,
don't be that patient.
I don't know that I bought anything weird, but I do suffer from occasionally the overconfident situation. In other words, something that I think I'm going to do myself simply because I can buy it myself.
Totally.
But then I realize, I'm in over my head. So I bought one of those dent removal kits to remove dents from
cars.
It seems to be a favorite pastime of a lot of people in parking spaces around me to open their doors into my vehicle, you know? And so I figured, I could either take this to a professional.
Or for just $5.99.
Right, exactly. You know, attach these suction cups and this little thing, blow dryer thing and all that. And it's got some laser level thing to help you. And I realized very quickly, this is not my skill set. You know, I would probably make things look worse. It would make it look like a reverse dent from the inside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so those kind of things I've bought along the way, the whole do-it-yourselfer. I was also going to fix my own Ethernet cables at one point. And I realized what a waste of time that is. Just buy a cable.
Yes!
You know? Anyway,
I did not know this, but I don't normally pay attention to what shows up for you, Murphy. But I don't think I have anything like this. You'd have to reveal me, Murphy. I don't think that I buy anything that's, you know, useless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Yeah, I think you're quite practical.
Mm-hmm. I buy stuff I don't need, sure. But.
Well, and I probably buy too many of things that I need also. If I really need like a replacement plastic cap to fill a hole on something,
I know.
Then the only way you can buy it is buy the whole bag. So I'm covered for the next 30 years every time I lose
as
one.
As long as you can find them when you need them.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing too. Yes.
Right, exactly.
The thing about buying too much stuff, the thing about a world, an on-demand world where you can click your phone and have anything show up in a day or two. We have homes filled with things we don't need. And you know what happens when your home is filled with too much stuff? It's not a reverie anymore. Yeah. It is not a place that you feel, that you can lay down all your troubles. It makes you stressed out.
It's weird how compulsive it is, though. And it's weird how we are, so susceptible to the power of suggestion, which, of course, is what all these online sites know in the first place. Every time it says, you might also like, it's like, you know what? I might also like that. Sure. Right.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
Click.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.